This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A special advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of approving a Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. The panel heard testimony from witnesses all day Thursday and voted 17-4, with one abstention, in favor of widespread use of the vaccine. The next step is full emergency use authorization from the FDA, which is expected within the next few days. Millions of shots would then ship to states to begin vaccinating healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Widespread use by the general public is not expected for a few months. Britain and Canada have previously authorized use of the vaccine, and Britain began inoculating its first residents earlier this week. President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the new agreement.
This is the foundation on which we can now build this peace. We'll resume liaison offices quickly between Israel and Morocco and work as rapidly as possible to establish full diplomatic relations.
As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Lebanese prosecutor probing last summer's port explosion in Beirut has filed charges against the caretaker prime minister and three former ministers. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Judge Fadi Sawan filed the charges against Hassan Diab and former finance minister Ali Hassan Khalil, as well as two former ministers of public works. All four were charged with carelessness and negligence leading to death over the August 4th explosion at Beirut's port. The incident led to more than 200 deaths and injured thousands. The explosion was caused by the ignition of a large stockpile of explosive material that had been stored at the port for 6 years near a heavily populated area. Top security officials and politicians knew about the stockpile and its whereabouts and did nothing about it. I'm Karen Chamas.
China said Thursday it would revoke visa exemption treatment for U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and Macau after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
China's government says it will revoke the exemption that some U.S. officials receive on visas for visiting Hong Kong and Macau. It specifically targets people who hold American diplomatic passports and comes after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials this week. Beijing says it will also implement reciprocal sanctions against some U.S. officials, members of Congress, staff at non-governmental organizations, and their family members. The United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on 14 Chinese officials this week over their role in adopting a national security law for Hong Kong and over Beijing's disqualification last month of elected opposition legislators in Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits jumped last week. We get more in this report from Reuters' Emma Yaley.
The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits jumped to a near three-month high last week, as mounting COVID-19 infections caused more business restrictions. Initial claims for jobless benefits rose to 853,000 last week, up sharply from 716,000 in the week prior. The weekly increase was the largest since March, when the nation was battered by the first wave of COVID-19 cases. The U.S. is in the throes of its worst wave of coronavirus infections so far, with the number of confirmed cases crossing the 15 million mark this week and daily deaths passing 3,000 for the first time.
That report produced by Reuters' Emma Yaley. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.